It looks to be a relatively quiet St. Patrick's Day in Boston today. Restaurants and bars are effectively shut down, serving takeout and delivery only. Gatherings of more than 25 people are banned, schools are shut down, and thousands are working from home. All of this the result of the coronavirus pandemic. The state is reporting 197 cases here in Massachusetts right now. Joining us this morning to discuss the latest developments and how they're affecting Boston's communities is Dr. Nadia Abuelassam. She's an infectious disease epidemiologist and assistant professor at the Boston College Connell School of Medicine and joins us now via Skype. Good morning, Doctor. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So there's been a cascade of government measures aimed at enforcing social distancing. As we know, the president says, no more than 10 people and no more than 10 feet. In your view, has Massachusetts reacted fast enough to adequately stem the rising tide of the coronavirus cases here?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the question of the hour, and I think time will tell. We won't know whether or not we acted fast enough quite yet. I do think the measures that are being employed are important. I do think that they will help sort of flatten the curve and help our healthcare professionals and our healthcare system keep up. And I do just want to emphasize that I think people are now moving towards using the phrase physical distancing, just to emphasize that while we may be in our homes, we may be working from homes, we may have school closures, there's still an opportunity to have that social connection virtually, digitally, while keeping that physical distance.
Your area of research, as I understand it, looks at immigrant health with a focus on women's health and mental health outcomes. How has the threat of coronavirus amplified the challenges for accessing health care for minority communities in Eastern Mass?
Yeah, this is a very important question, and I'm not sure that enough people have been looking into this. I think there are a number of consequences to physical distancing, including mental health consequences. Isolation, depression can be amplified in these times. And in particular, as you mentioned, a lot of immigrant communities have different patterns of behavior than might go along with this physical distancing. Many intergenerational homes, many opportunities for community gatherings that may be disrupted by this physical distancing. And I think more attention should be placed on catering to the needs of these immigrant groups, while also recognizing that they may have limited healthcare access should they become sick. And so outreach is going to be really important at this time to these particular communities.
Well, I think that leads to this. Boston's minority community speaks many languages, over 140 languages by an official city count, and only 66 of Boston residents speak English. So is the state doing enough to communicate public health information about this outbreak to them?
This is a great question, and I think it's something that's ongoing. I know there are a lot of epidemiologists at Boston University, BMC, who are trying to translate their prevention messaging into a number of different languages to try to reach these communities. I think this should be a priority for the public health community right now in terms of translating our messaging into a number of different languages to ensure widespread messaging.
What steps can these folks take to be safe if they can't stay home?
Yes. So things as people are probably sick of hearing it, but making sure that they're washing their hands with warm water and soap. Hand sanitizer is helpful when you're out and about, but it's not necessary. Warm water and soap will do the trick. I think making sure that you're keeping your distance from people. We've talked about trying to stay at least 3 feet away from people. I know that can be difficult and awkward, but that's also quite important. And the other thing I've been telling people is to try to keep your immune system healthy. Drink lots of water, get lots of vitamins and minerals. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. These are all going to help bolster the immune system to be able to fight an infection.
Doctor, are you worried folks in the minority community in the greater Boston area will be going to work sick out of fear that they can't afford to take the time off?
This is a really big problem, especially for hourly workers who may not be able to afford skipping work or staying home from work. And I think this is a huge concern that really does need to be addressed. I know there has been discussion of some legislation to help individuals who are in need financially in order to allow them to stay home. I think that employers and other sort of legislators should really take this into account, that this is a really large issue. It will put the people most vulnerable, especially those who are economically unstable, at risk. And this could lead to massive consequences in terms of access to health care and health outcomes.
Let me ask you one more question, Doctor. It's the neighbor-to-neighbor question, the kindness question, really. What kind of practical advice can you give to our English-speaking listeners in the interest of helping their non-English-speaking neighbors in this time of crisis?
Yes, I mean, I think that human connection, we can have conversations without actually using words, right? So making sure that you're reaching out to people, if there are ways that you can see helping others, perhaps that means grocery shopping for others, perhaps that means, helping people with bringing out their garbage cans or whatever it might be. I think there are really easy ways to reach out. Obviously, while being safe, obviously, while making sure that you're protecting yourself and protecting your neighbors, I think this is, again, a time of communities needing to come together, needing to find some compassion to work with one another. And I think that's the move towards using this phrase physical distancing, because this is not a time to sort of be separating ourselves from our neighbors and from our communities, but rather trying to work together to help fight this virus.
Dr. Nadia Abuelazam, great conversation. Thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.